Does the Bible teach that Jesus is God? Hi, this is Pastor Adriel, and I'm going to show you one passage of scripture that really highlights the reality of Christ's deity that most people don't really think about. You know, there are a lot of passages that we go to when proving this very important doctrine, the doctrine of Christ's deity. John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Or Romans chapter 9, verse 5, speaks of Jesus as God. There are really a number of passages. I like to go to John, the Gospel of John, in John chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus referred to himself as the great I Am, referencing that scene in Exodus where God revealed himself to Moses. And so there are a number of passages that we can go to, but there's one in the Gospels that I really like to look at, and it's found in the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 6. Let me read this story, and if you have a Bible, feel free to follow along. This is Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 52. "Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.' And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astonished, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened." Now, Jesus had just finished feeding a great multitude of people. He sends the disciples away ahead of him on the sea. And as they're on the sea, they experience this great storm. They're terrified. And then Mark says something so interesting, something that many people are confused by. Again, we read in verse 48, "He meant to pass by them." Now, I remember when I was first reading Mark's gospel as a new Christian thinking, why would Jesus mean to pass by them? Is he trying to show them that he can walk to the other side faster than they can row? You know, what's he trying to communicate with this? In order to understand what's happening here, we really have to understand the Old Testament, some of the background, especially with regard to this language of passing by. In the Old Testament, whenever God passed by someone, he was revealing himself as the Lord of creation. The language of passing by is taken from the Old Testament, highlighting that Jesus is God. Let me show you three Old Testament passages that make this very clear. The first one is in the book of Exodus, in Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 through 23. Listen to this. "Moses said, 'Please show me your glory.' And God said, 'I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.' But he said, 'You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live.' And the Lord said, 'Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by.'" It's interesting because you see this also in another book, in the book of 1 Kings in the Old Testament, where Elijah is praying for God to reveal himself to him. And listen to what the Lord says there to Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19. This is verse 11. "And he said, 'Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper." So here again, you have God revealing himself first to Moses there in Exodus, now here to Elijah in 1 Kings, passing by in this storm, in this earthquake, revealing his glory, revealing who he is. One more, and I think this one is the most interesting given the context, Jesus walking on the water. This one is from the book of Job in Job chapter 9. Job chapter 9, verse 8. "Who alone stretched out the heavens and trampled the waves of the sea? Who made the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades and the Chambers of the South? Who does great things beyond searching out and marvelous things beyond number? Behold, he passes by me, and I see him not. He moves on, but I do not perceive him." So what's going on here in Mark chapter 6? Jesus is trampling the waves in the midst of the wind, walking on the water, and he intended to do what? Pass by the disciples. Specifically, when we look at the language of the Old Testament, what's happening here is a theophany, a self-revelation of God, Jesus revealing himself to the disciples as the one who tramples on the waves of the sea, who can still the winds, who walks on the waters, who passes by his people. You know what else is so wonderful about that passage is here he reveals himself as the Lord of creation in the midst of the storm that they're going through. And how often does God do that in our lives as well? Does Jesus do that in our lives as well as we're going through something difficult, some challenge in life, where Jesus reveals himself as strong, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as the Lord of all creation? Does the Bible teach that Jesus is God? Absolutely. And Mark 6 makes it very clear.
Have you ever wrestled with knowing what God's will for your life is? For many Christians, this question can feel impossible to discern. This month at Sola, we are offering our listeners a booklet called What is God's Will for Me? Written by PCA Elder Jordan Dahl, this 60-page booklet gives a thoughtful and accessible exploration of important doctrines around the will of God. What is God's sovereign and eternal will? What is his revealed will in his law? How can these teachings shape our spiritual growth and trust in God? You can get What is God's Will for Me for a donation of any amount. Just give what you can and we'll send you a copy. Get yours today at solamedia.org/offers. That's solamedia.org/offers.